Anchor date is 10.12.2019. The time is 05:29 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. This morning, Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich doing sort of a, what do we call it? A old school audio. Just the audio, folks. Doing the audio. And yes, I do have the morning coffee here. And we're talking about something, or going to be talking about something, and give you my thoughts about it, about the movie El Camino, a riveting goodbye to Breaking Bad, is the headline on one of the reviews. It dropped, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, and you're not a Breaking Bad fan, you'll have no idea, no clue. What I suggest is start from the beginning and watch that... what they call a action criminal crime drama of Breaking Bad. And they had the movie, a Netflix production written and directed by Breaking Bad boss Vince Gilligan. El Camino is construction feels more like a final extension of what made the show compelling rather than something artificially crowded with canon shifting revelations or the revelation of a winning blueprint. I would say it's the final conclusion of the drama criminal series of Breaking Bad, where Jesse, you find out what happened to Jesse after the final season finale of Breaking Bad in this movie, El Camino. There's a tweet out there by Saul Goodman, and I'm not sure if this is the real Saul Goodman because there's no check mark, but Saul Goodman, he is the actor. Or actually, he's the character that plays Better Call Saul. And the tweet goes, I think El Camino should have been titled Fierro, because in the movie, the character Jesse does drive around after Skinny Pete devises a way of getting rid of the El Camino. Drives around in a Fierro and in the movie. So I thought that was sort of funny. There is a little bit of sad news, though, as I'm looking at, because El Camino is trending on Twitter. And there was a tweet there that Robert Foster died yesterday in Los Angeles in his home from brain cancer, and he was 78. And Robert Foster is in the movie. He is it's sort of like halfway towards the end, I guess. He comes into play again, but he is known as the disappearer in the AMC series Breaking Bad. He's the one that took care of, if you wanted to get away and cut all ties behind and get a second thought or a second chance in life, he would do that. Foster reprised the role of El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, which opened again yesterday in theaters, and it was dropped on Netflix. Well, it hasn't been. No, I guess it was in theaters before that. But it's sad to hear that he passed away, because his part was a good part. A good character, too. Very good character. You know, just a typical Breaking Bad. If you're a fan, you'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you have no clue. And, you know, when this was really in the forefront on the TV series there, when it was being on Netflix, being played, it was season after season after season. You heard about Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad. I didn't watch it fully until, I think it was a year, 2 years after it finally ended the season, or its last season, and started watching it from the beginning. And I said, well, I'll probably watch maybe one or two, but it just ended up, if there was one series I probably binge watching. For me, binge watching is watching three or four shows in a row of the same series. It was Breaking Bad. So Breaking Bad rates up there. It's 5-star plus, in my opinion, as far as TV dramas. Well, it's on Netflix, but we watched it on the TV. As far as a TV drama series that's out there. So I would recommend, if you want a really good binge-watching show, watch Breaking Bad. But El Camino sort of puts the final touches on it, because it does mention in there the final demises of Walter. Though I have this theory that they say that he's gone, but I don't think he's really gone. So, I really thoroughly enjoyed the movie El Camino, and Jesse, finally knowing what happened to Jesse after Walter rescued him. And when Breaking Bad first started, it's like Jesse's the petty criminal and Walter was the good school teacher having cancer, trying to beat that and take care of his family, and the roles sort of reversed. And it's almost like at the end of Breaking Bad, the series, Jesse, he's leaving in the El Camino, and the movie El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie, picks up from sort of that point, and all the characters are there, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. The missus enjoyed it, so it's was a highly anticipated follow-up to the hit series that Netflix produced, and Netflix gets big kudos though for me. So, but Jesse Pinkman, who's the character, returns in El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. Totally enjoyed it, folks, and it's one of those things that you know, I was glad I had Netflix to be able to watch it. I would have actually, if this wasn't on Netflix, I probably would have gone to the movie. It was well worth, after seeing the Netflix series Breaking Bad, this would have been definitely a must go see. But I was able to enjoy it right here at the comfort of my home in front of the big screen, and it was totally enjoyed. As far as now, could they do something after that? I don't know. But there is still some Breaking Bad out there of that TV series that's on AMC, Better Call Saul, which Saul Goodman, the lawyer, that he bugged out at the end of the series of Breaking Bad. But there's a spinoff, and it talks about his character, how it developed before he met Walter and Jesse. And I think that, from what I remember, it's the Saul is sort of turning, is at his turning point where he's going over to the dark side and stuff. So he does his antics and all that, but I think he's had his fill to where you finally get to the character that you see in Breaking Bad. So a lot of connections here with this movie El Camino. And I'll probably end up watching Breaking Bad once again, as far as that goes. It's that good of a series. It's a long series, but man, it's every episode is whatever amount of seasons it has, it's action-packed, folks. Action-packed. So I've got some audio art that basically of the El Camino there, sort of doctored up a little bit of the El Camino. So every time now I hear El Camino, I'll be thinking of the movie now, not the car. Well, you think about the car because there's a significance in the car and of why it was called El Camino, because there's a it's sort of a good icon as far as in this movie, as far as what they do with the El Camino and what has to be done with the El Camino, because it's obvious that there's people that are looking for it in the movie. But it's not as, there's some action in it and some very stress moments for Jesse in this this movie El Camino, but the ending is I thought was a good ending. You could say even riding into the sunset, but then again, could there possibly be a follow-up? Where my theory comes to truth, where Walter is not dead, though, as mentioned on a radio broadcast in the movie El Camino. So I think I've used El Camino quite a few times in this audio, but very good movie. Totally enjoyed it. 5-star plus as far as I'm concerned, as a viewer. And just wanted to express that here on the Anchor, which is good to do. It gives me my voice here on this internet of things. I'm going to finish my coffee here, folks. I got to get to the day job. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.